and Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Benny.
Gravy.
Well, Benny.
Yeah, how do you feel?
I'm a little sad. I'm a little sad.
Yeah.
I thought Benny was going to be able to do it. I thought he was going to make it. I'm not disappointed in you. You did a good job. That was a lot of gravy to chug, but I honestly thought you were going to get it.
I'm 99% sure I could do it again.
Stomach is not as big as his mouth.
I went about it the wrong way. I think I came in a little big-headed because of the two other ones.
Yeah. You were cocky.
Yeah, I told you this morning. I was like, oh, that's easy. I can do that.
He walked in with his chest puffed out.
That's why I had my shirt off.
He came through the door. There's like smoke coming through the door. It's like he got this like WWE intro.
Yeah, Goldberg's theme music was playing.
He had two belts over his shoulder from the past two records.
The video's still definitely worth a watch at our Facebook page. You want to see Benny attempt to break that gravy chugging record.
But, watch out. There's swear words in the video.
Yeah, no.
Hey, and you know what? We invite you to try to be Benny over Thanksgiving. If you got a little extra gravy and you want to put it up on the old Facebook.
Good idea. If you're out there and you think you can chug at 24 ounces of gravy, well, 24 and a half or 25 to beat the record, and you can show
in
Benny
48 seconds.
48.21 seconds. So, yeah, post, I'd love to see that. Post it on our Facebook. Yeah, that'd be
great. Somebody's going to do it.
That'd be great.
Nobody's going to do that.
I'm going to do it.
And feel free to beat his record in peeps and candy corns as well.
No one's going to buy. We are the only people that would waste their money and do that. Nobody else is going to do that.
That was only like $1.39 a jar, right. So no, it wasn't a waste at all. That was the best $2.78 I ever spent.
Good math, bro.
Thanks, buddy.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
I love this story. This is so great. Some students at the University of Kentucky tried to steal an exam from their statistics class from the instructor's office by attempting to drop into the office from the ceiling.
Oh, Mission Impossible.
Nice.
You guys both said it at the same time.
They literally climbed through the building's air ducts to the ceiling above the office and then dropped down into the room.
These dudes really needed to pass.
Dun, dun, dun. Wait, how's that? No.
Dun, 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 dun.
No, that's dun, it. I was thinking.
Doing Eye of the Tiger.
I know, I was doing Eye of the Tiger. Everything is Eye of the Tiger for me. Unfortunately for the students, the professor was working late that night.
Oh.
He happened to step out at midnight to get something to eat, and when he returned, he caught the students in the act.
They didn't
have someone there to pull them up real quick on the rope.
They hit the laser beam.
They were charged with third-degree burglary.
What are you, drunk on gravy?
I know, it's the smell, the fermented gravy. And will be investigated by the school's Office of Student Conduct.
Man.
I tell you what, though.
What an attempt.
Ballsy. I'm going to give they should get credit just for, like, attempting it.
I had kids that did stuff, not that.
Yeah.
But I never did it, of course. But.
Yeah. Yeah, you were too busy chugging gravy. That's all. I will say, though, if they would have spent as much time preparing to break into the office as they did studying, they probably would have passed.
Probably. You know?
I love it.
True.
Will this be the next Mission Impossible movie?
Yeah. Was it number 4?
Tom Cruise trying to steal exams.
Scientology.
He poses as a college student for Scientology. Tries to steal all the information. That'd be great.